Salt Lake City's East High School has found a way to make school more comfortable for their homeless students. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Greg Mon, the principal at East High, demonstrates the school's newest addition.
They can throw their clothes in the washing machine. Got the dials.
Ready to go.
We're in what used to be a locker room for visiting sports teams. It's now been converted to a laundry room with a shower, locker, sink, mirror. Basically the comforts some students who struggle with homelessness have been going without. Mon says the idea for this laundry room came from discussions with students. One of those conversations came when he asked one of his students why she was showing up late for class.
She had been couch surfing and struggling to find a place to stay each night.
As they talked, she also shared that she felt embarrassed showing up to school without clean clothes. And so Mon asked,
if we had access to a washer and dryer for you, is that something that you would take advantage of? And she said, yeah, as long as, you know, no one knew.
The idea was born for a discreet place for students to wash their clothes, have a shower, and if needed, get a new pair of pants or a t-shirt, which will be available in the lockers. Of the 2,000 students at East High, about 60% come from economically disadvantaged households. Mon isn't sure just how many will take advantage of the new facility, but it's available to all of them.
The kids actually say there's a greater need than what we even realize.
Mike Harmon, the homeless education liaison for Salt Lake School District, says that schools have offered laundry and bathing services for a long time. But the genius of this facility is that it's made specifically for students in need.
Having a place where they're not going to be in the general locker room as other kids are coming in, and that it is kind of secluded, that it's they can be discreet about it.
And the hope is that this will appeal to students who previously might have been a little too timid to ask for help. Lee Hale, KUER News.